Inevitably, you arrive at your destination almost exhausted. Exhausted 在这里是形容词做状语，说明了主语 you 本人的这种当时的状态。它不是修饰动词 arrive， 所以不能运用副词 exhaustedly。这是我一直在重点讲解的一个内容哈。Let's see, you arrive at your destination very much tired. Got it? No. Or tired out. Got it? Worn out. 昨天曾经给同学们补充了有关于指精疲力尽的几个表达方式啊，同学们应该记得 wear out, tear out, fatigue, and knock out. Got it?So, why do you think we arrive at our destination almost exhausted? 那么我们为什么会精疲力尽到达目的地呢？ Why? Just because we cannot have a good rest in the train, right? 只是因为在火车上我们不能够很好的休息。Yeah, okay. Of course, particularly if you carry valuable things with you, I should say,you even want to keep your eyes open. And you fear somebody, a thief, would steal what you have got, right? Yeah. 如果你带着贵重的物品呢，更糟了。为什么？你两眼睁得大大的，你怕有人或者有贼把你东西给你偷走。Yeah, okay. So maybe you're even lucky enough to get a sleeper. You lie down there, staring at your valuable items, right? Don't you think so? Yeah. 即便你很幸运有一卧铺，大概你也躺在那儿，两眼直盯盯的盯着你那个包啊。Right? Okay. 那么通过这些语句呢，我们发现作者是在重点突出什么 ？The writer emphasized disadvantage of traveling by train, right? 那么他说明了这坐火车的劣势。Okay. Now let's go on.Long car journeys are even less pleasant. 好，这个语句是相当重要的。那我们应该说这两部分虽然在一个段落当中，它主要是在突出 disadvantage of traveling by land, right? 哎，但你发现它的衔接很自然。好，想同学们想想41课我们所介绍的一个语句 ，If you can do without the few pleasures of living in the country， 还记得吗？如果你怎么样舍弃乡下那点快乐也能够生活的话 ，OK， 那我们运用到了 few pleasures， 但是在上文呢，作者却论述了住在乡下的各种好处。这一个 few 概念一出现就很突出了 ，right？ Even though there are advantages of living in the country， yet we have got fewer advantages of living in the country than those of living in the city, right? 好，第一个小小的形容词要 pleasant 一出现，但你发现它没有说 more pleasant， 而是什么 less pleasant. Let's say traveling by car is more unpleasant than traveling in the train. Got it?所以作者虽然没有直截了当的提及 traveling by train is terrible, is unpleasant, 但通过这一句话我们就可以很清楚地得知这个表达概念了。 Traveling by train is unpleasant and traveling by car is less pleasant, right? Is much more unpleasant, got it? 所以说它暗含的语义，坐火车它很不美妙，那么汽车的长途行程更加糟糕 ，right？ 所以我们可以说，那么这个 long car journey 和train journey 应该怎么样衔接？就这一个小小的语句就已经过渡下来了啊。Why do you think the writer holds such opinion？ 你想想看，为什么作者会持有这样的观点 ？He explained 啊 ，For it is quite impossible even to read, right？ You can do some reading in a train, but you cannot read in the car. 火车上你还可以看那书，那么在汽车上你是想看书，那是完全不可能的。他的语气非常强烈 ，It is quite impossible, right? On motorways, you can at least travel fairly safely at high speeds. 如果你是在高速公路上的话，至少你 高速行驶，那当时呢还会很安全 ，right? Travel fairly safely at high speeds。你发现我们做的用的是 fairly， 而没有用到 very， 也没有用到 quite，right? 你要知道 fairly 在所有的副词当中，它的语气是脆弱的啊，你就不能说非常的安全，应该说还算是安全吧 ，right？But more often than not， 好，注意这个重点表达方式 ，more often than not。这个主要是用在书面语言当中 ，it means what? Very often, usually, frequently, got it? Generally speaking, we should paraphrase it by saying usually. But usually, the greater part of the journey is spent on roads with few service stations and too much traffic. You see, when we travel by car, we have got some problems.For instance, few service stations and too much traffic. That's particularly traffic jam, right? 所以作者强调一个什么内容呢？那么我们遇到的最大的问题在这个旅途当中，那就是行驶在公路上的时候没有几个服务站， right? Yeah. 那么更糟糕的就是这个堵车，这个交通堵车的问题， right? Okay. You know, we live in Beijing.And a traffic jam gives us a deep impression, right? We know how terrible it is when we are caught by a heavy traffic jam, right? 大家很清楚我们遇到堵车事件的时候会是怎么样。So when you travel, even though at high speeds, and if you are hungry and thirsty, or you have run up the petrol, okay?那么或者是汽油已经用光了 ，you need a service station. But on some motorways, there are only few service stations, so you cannot get what you need, right? 所以你需要的东西你根本得不到 ，yeah. 那么我刚刚提一个问题，特别是你这汽油用光了的时候，你又没有什么服务站为你服务，那 you have to what? Stay, yeah, alongside the road, and waiting, right?站路边去等待了。By comparison， 好，那么我们看看，那么下一部分它是怎么样来衔接的呢 ？After illustrating the disadvantage of traveling by train and by car， 那么通过论述了坐火车、坐汽车的劣势之后 ，the writer illustrates the disadvantage of traveling by sea， 还继续论述什么坐轮船的坏处。By comparison， 一个小小的介词短语我们就已经过渡下来了。通过对比 ，ferry trips or cruise of a great variety of civilized comforts。好，注意这个表达方式 ，offer means provide， right？ 那么为我们提供各种各样的比较什么？文明的、现代化的服务。其实这里的 comforts 就是指在什么 ？service， right？ OK。So offer a great variety of civilized service, and all the service comforts us, right? 那么所有的这些服务使我们大家感到非常的安慰慰藉。You can stretch your legs on the spacious decks. 你可以在这宽敞的甲板上伸伸腿。Let's say you can enjoy yourself on the spacious decks, right? You can have a good rest. 你可以好好的休息休息。Play games.走玩一玩 ，meet interesting people and enjoy good food。和有意思的人交谈交谈，或者是吃一些美味食物。Of course, all of these are advantages of traveling by sea。当然，作者所论述的这些都是坐轮船的好处。但是一定要注意这个破折号之后，它却道明了一个什么道理呢 ？Always assuming, of course, that the sea is calm。但是我们一定要注意你的这个主观想法，当然这个是风平浪静的 ，Yeah, OK. If the sea were not calm, you couldn't get all of the advantages here when we travel by sea, right? 如果不是这样，你就不可能享受到这一切。So if it is not, and you are likely to get seasick, right?So seasickness is more than we can bear. 你要知道晕船这事是我们不能够忍受的。It is the most terrible thing when we travel by sea. 那我应该说是我们怎么样做轮船所遇到的最糟糕的一件事情。Be likely to do， 注意力结构。那么如果不是这样的话，你就极有可能晕船。 Let's say if it is not， it is probable that you catch what seasickness or you will get seasick。 懂听清楚？我把这里的 be likely to do 换成了哪一个表达方式？ It is probable that。 No form of transport could be worse。 好，注意这个重点，形容词副词的比较级如果用在否定句式当中， could not be、cannot be， 那么或者是采用到 no 什么 could be， 好， no can be 这个表达方式当中，那么这是用来与表示语气非常强烈的结构形式，没有什么比这儿更糟糕的了、想想看，没有人比你更漂亮， nobody what can be more beautiful than you， right？但事实上我们把 than 这部分省略掉了。 No form of transport could be worse than traveling by sea on Saturday。 都听清楚，在这样的日子里，那坐船旅行是世界上最糟糕的一种交通运输的手段了， right？ So no form of transport， 没有哪一种交通运输手段 could be worse than this， 比这儿更糟糕的了。好，我们强调过如何表示对客观事实一种陈述说明，通常运用的情态动词 can 或者是 could、如果运用 could， 语气是表达的更加婉转、好，你来翻译语句，没有什么地方比这儿更好了，应该怎么来表达？ No place can be better， OK、no place could be better、even if you travel in ideal weather。那么事实上这里的 in ideal weather， let's say even if you travel on a good day， right？ 在理想的天气里，在好天里呢，如果你旅行的话， sea journeys take a long time， right？ So we know above all taking a long time is what the most terrible disadvantage。 我们知道通过最重要的通过对比，大家知道这个花费时间比较长久，这是坐船旅行最大的一个缺点。Right? When we travel by sea, it takes us a long time to do so. Right? Relatively, few people are prepared to sacrifice the holiday time.、注意这个副词 relatively。 同学们发现我们刚刚强调了不可避免的，你会精疲力尽的到达了终点。Inevitably, you arrive at your destination almost exhausted.那么在讲述了之后的相对比来讲 relatively few people 没有几个人 are willing to give up their holiday time， right？ 没有几个人会心甘情愿的牺牲自己的假期时间， you know our holiday time is precious。 大家都知道在当今的社会我们的旅行假期时间是相当宝贵的， right？ For what？ For the pleasure of traveling by sea，去换取什么呢？乘船旅行的快乐、去换取乘船旅行的快乐哈，这个结构形式我们可以说在第四课就已经讲到过。好，想想看，很多人心甘情愿的去牺牲什么高工资而来换取做白领的好处， right？ So a large number of people are prepared to sacrifice their higher pay for whatfor the privilege of becoming white collar。 好，我们不妨结合在41课所学过的一个语句，那么可以运用一个形容词使得这个语句语气更加强烈。 OK， now listen to me。 Relatively few people are prepared to sacrifice the holiday time for the dubious pleasure of traveling by sea。 我加出了哪一个形容词？ Dubious， right？ OK，想想看，如果那么你即便是浪费了自己的宝贵的假期时间，你想去换取那种坐船旅行的快乐，但那种坐船旅行的快乐有可能是你会得到的， but maybe you cannot get such pleasure， 但是也有可能得不到或者值得怀疑的 dubious。 还记得这个词汇吗？ dubious means uncertain doubtful， 对。同学们发现在第一大段当中，那么作者对于这个坐飞机旅行这事儿是只字未提。OK， But in fact, according to the first paragraph, I should say, the writer has already persuaded you to travel by air. He has already changed your mind of travel by train, by car, or by sea. Got it? 我应该说他已经说服你要坐飞机去旅行了，而怎么样？你改变了主意去坐火车、坐轮船或者是坐汽车来进行这种长途行程了 ，right? Why? Because traveling by land, by sea, give us countless disadvantage that's more than we can bear. 东平先生，那么这种旅行给我们带来的坏处实在太多，这是我们不能够承受的。And of course, as a human being, we want to avoid disadvantage in front of us. 东京先生，作为一个普通的人，我们显然总是要怎么样？去尽量的避免我们面前所出现的 disadvantage 啊。好，我们看看一二两自然段它的衔接。Airplanes have the reputation of being dangerous and even hardened travelers are intimidated by them. So, in the second paragraph, at first, the writer illustrates disadvantage of traveling by air instead of advantages. 作者在第二部分当中的其实他并没有提到坐飞机的好处，而恰恰相反，他是提到了坐飞机的坏处。 Yeah, okay.那这样的话我们又结合41课。The writer wants to illustrate the advantage of living in a city, okay? Instead of what? Instead of those of living in the country. Yeah? 作者是想论述住在城里的好处，而不是住在乡下的好处。But at first, he talks about what? Disadvantage of living in a city. AndAll kinds of advantages of living in the country, right? 他却提到住在城里的坏处，而却提到了住在乡下的好处。我们当时讲到过，那么这样的目的是干什么？ Yeah, 要讲究一个客观事实。Yeah, so at last, he said, we are admitting that we have got what?Few pleasures of living in the country than those of living in the city, right? 虽然有好处，但是实在是太少了， yeah, 很客观，不会给读者留下你任何钻空子的余地。So airplanes have the reputation of being dangerous. 啊，我们不妨换个表达方式，这表达的比较书面化啊，有这种危险的名声。Let's say airplanes what are famous for.It's being dangerous, or are well known for it being dangerous, right? And even hardened travelers, 即便是比较老练的游客 are intimidated by them, 可能也被此所吓到。They also have the disadvantage of being expensive form of transport, of course. Everybody is clear about that. 每个人都很清楚。